The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. We were warming up to this last week, but Pope mania is upon us this week. I've seen statistics that say surveys show that at the end of the 70s, 90% of Spanish people said they were Catholic, and nowadays that's down to around 55%. Different factors at play is at the end of the 70s, Spain was in the process of finishing the Franco era, in which the Catholic Church played a major role and conformity was advisable. On to modern life, where in Western countries, religion has had a declining role. But added to the 55% saying they are Catholic, we have all the Spanish that have grown up with religious events as a major part of their cultural life, if not their schooling. So the media coverage and outpouring of people to see the Pope shouldn't be a surprise. But for me, it is. In Madrid, the royal family came first, welcoming him at the palace, and a curiosity is that according to protocol, the Queen of Spain is the only person able to wear white when presented to the Pope. And Queen Letizia did that in the most beautiful white flower motif dress, while her two daughters were dressed in demure black dresses. Then the first evening was for the young people, with 500,000 gathering for that event. Then Sunday's Mass, they calculated that there were 1.2 million around the Cibeles fountain area. Famous people like film star Antonio Banderas is lined up for various acts, which of course include a good dose of flamenco. How the Pope manages all this looking calm and happy whenever we see him, I don't know. He wowed the general masses going through Madrid streets in his Papa Mobile, with bodyguard types walking alongside. After Madrid, he moves on to Barcelona, where he's part of blessing or inaugurating the Cross of Christ that's now in place, reaching above the Sagrada Familia. This visit, the Pope is especially focused on the issue of irregular immigration, and that is central to his visit to Gran Canary Island. Spain being seen as good guys for helping these people with their attempt to regularise the papers for 500,000 people. As one might, or perhaps certainly expect, that has stalled a bit for sheer administrative congestion. Slow paperwork is something Spain is renowned for, so adding this workload on top of already slow processes was doomed to delays. But to measure if Spain is managing better, one only needs to cast one's attention north to Paris after the Champions football final. The riots after the Paris team won are attributed to radicals and the problem of the marginal suburbs where the young, mostly North African or sub-Saharans, feel excluded from French society. Then move to US Hegfest's speech at the 82nd anniversary ceremony for D-Day on the Normandy beaches. No one is happy that he used the solemn occasion to criticise EU leaders for allowing all these dangerous immigrants to land on our beaches. Oh dear. So, for a Pope-filled week, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.